All right, so it is a fast but controlled game of basketball here as Port Allsworth came out to a roaring start, had a 12-point lead against Sandpoint in the very beginning. It was an Evan Wardell and Trevor McGee show for a little bit. Evan Wardell had 7 unanswered points to start out the game, held Sandpoint scoreless till 8, but now it's 18-14, Sandpoint trailing by 4, coming back fast in the second quarter. Right now we've got Parker Larson, Joseph Ortega, Ryder Gunderson, also Carl Smith and Wolf Jackson on the floor. It's been a real good effort here from both these squads. Port Allsworth is playing some of the best basketball I've seen. Oh, and there's a 3-pointer from Sasha Allsworth, his first points of the game, making it now 21-14. Showing that last night was no fluke, Port Allsworth coming in as just the best team we've seen them over the last 5 years. Oh, Wolf gets fed and drives into the lane. Great look and follows up his shot, but just can't get it to go down. So at 4:13 on the clock, we'll have a second substitution. A lot of use from the bench this game as Coach Smith is trying to really find the groove. Stephen Galvin's going to come in for Wolf. Throwing in underneath their own basket. Oh, Joseph gets lucky that Caleb Allsworth didn't see it. And he'll get the ball way outside the perimeter. Tight man-to-man defense, making it really hard for Sandpoint to get into the perimeter. Oh, shot from way downtown. Call it long distance for 2 by Ryder Gunderson. 4 points so far at least for Ryder. I know I've missed a couple baskets trying to keep track. Here we go, Tenalian with the ball. It's a physical game. Yeah, Ryder with his signature rope up as he goes around the back trying to get Caleb Allsworth to lose his handle on the ball. Score now 21-16. 3:50 left in the second quarter. And this is just a fantastic game of basketball. If you are not here in Sandpoint, oh, man, fed in the basket. Collison gets 2 points. That's his first basket I've seen. And that was just exactly how you want to see it played when you throw it in underneath your own basket. He got the break and got wide open. Oh, man, tough screen from Parker Larson. No call for it. Ball goes wide on a long distance shot from Joseph Ortega, picked up by Sandpoint. Stephen Gallen saves it from going out of bounds into the hands of Carl Smith. Passing around the horn now. Ryder for another long distance for 2. Same spot. He's got it scoped in. Count it. 6 points for Ryder at least. 23-18 now. 3:16 left in the first half. Sandpoint playing defense. They're playing a tight man-to-man as well. Trevor McGee gets the ball at the free throw line. His pass gets knocked by Carl Smith, picked up by Parker Larson. Sandpoint with the save, and they will come in for a chance to close the gap here. Ball being passed to the baseline, sent back to Carl, who drives in the shoulder, sends over to Ryder, same spot on the baseline, just off the back of the rim, rebound up for grabs. It goes to Sasha, who finds Collison. Collison moving fast, keeps his handle on it, but he didn't have quite enough control. The layup goes over the top of the rim. 2:41, Sandpoint with another chance. They're going to feed Ryder in on the post. It was a long pass from the top of the key down to the bottom left-hand post. Ran some traffic, and Ryder loses it. Stephen Galvin's going to sit down, and in comes Joseph Ortega. On the floor, we've got Collison Varan, also Caleb Allsworth, Sasha Allsworth, Callan Davis, and finally rounding it out, Trevor McGee, on the floor for the Tenalian Lynx. You're joined us here in KSTP for high school basketball. Great movement of the ball. Jesse going to get the whistle, coming right in with a foul, sends Collison to the floor hard. Kind of a late whistle. And, whoa, they're not going to call that a foul, actually. That was a tough slamming of the ball there as Jesse comes back in the game with force. 23-18, Port Allsworth still up. Ooh, cutting to the right, Caleb Allsworth gets an open look in the lane, drives in fast, the ball goes over the top. And ball goes off the hands of Jesse, and I got to give him credit. He told the referee that he knocked it out. Caleb Allsworth throws it into his own basket again. Looking for the open man, it goes wide over Collison. Very tight man-to-man defense by Sandpoint, making it real tough for Tenalian to get the inbound pass, and it goes out of bounds. 2:08 left here in the first. 23-18, Sandpoint trails by 5. Here's Jesse, nice behind the back dribble, cuts to the left, sends over to Parker, but good correction by Collison. He has to drive in pass. Parker can't get the shot off. It goes short of the rim. Rebound goes to Sandpoint. Nice chance. Oh, the Joseph Ortega fires one. Soaring rebound by Jesse, doesn't go down. Doesn't follow his rebound in that shot. Oh, hack from Parker Larson as they fight for that board. That's 16 fouls now for Sandpoint. Only one for Tenalian. Ball now in the hands of the Port Allsworth Lynx with 1:45 on the clock here in the second or in the second quarter. Score remains 23-18. Here we go. Caleb Allsworth being tightly guarded by Starnes. Pass down to the baseline. Sasha takes a shot for three. No good. Parker wide open for the rebound. Takes it down. Finds the outlet pass to Ryder Gunnarsson. He walks it up past, or he jogs up past the half court. Man, this two-man trap forces a steal. Collison has a breakaway. Joseph catches up to him, but behind the back pass to Caleb Allsworth, and it's up and in. First 2 points I've seen for Caleb so far this game. All right, ball now in the hands of Parker Larson. Hands it off to Joseph. Joseph way outside. Nice bounce into the post where Jesse turns in, travels. I don't think they're going to count it. They're going to count the basket as he drives in the lane, puts it up, and gets the foul. Jesse Starnes. And I'm getting the correction here that Colson is pronounced Colson, not Collison. So I'm so sorry about that. All of our friends over there at Port Allsworth, Colson. Okay, shot missed by Jesse. Rebound goes to Davis. Callan Davis moving fast, gets the ball to the baseline. They'll send it back outside the perimeter. Sasha from the top of the key. He's made one there, and he'll make it two. Sasha Allsworth with the tray, making it 6 points for him, 28-20. Standpoint down, 47 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Here's Ortega with the ball. He takes it over to the right-hand shoulder, way outside, bounces it into Jesse, who turns in, playing some stellar game from the post. Jesse Starnes up and in, good for two. Only his second basket I've seen from him so far today, though. All right, ball now in the hands of Port Allsworth. Oh, shot goes off the fingertips of Callen and out of bounds on the baseline. Substitution, we're going to see number 40 coming in. That's Micah Natwick. Micah will replace Trevor McGee on the post. Playing the 4-5 man on the position. All right, throw in now. 28-22, Sandpoint trails by 6. Ball in the hands of Sandpoint. Here we go. Now it's stolen, though. Callen with the ball. He finds Caleb. Good pass around the horn where Colson runs in a lot of blue jersey, so he sends it back outside to Sasha. He gets his hand on the ball, puts up a fading, lean forward jumper, doesn't go down. Contact us. Oh, there's a buzzer. And that's a foul against Micah Natwick as Carl Smith is bringing down the ball and the buzzer goes off. It's 28-22. And I don't know what that's really going to give him an opportunity for. Okay, ball now. They're going to figure out what to do. I think they're going to put 3 seconds back on the clock, and that will give them just enough time to throw it in and do something. Sandpoint will have possession. So as we get out here, the teams had a couple seconds to talk to their coaches. They got 3 seconds on the clock, 28-22, 3 seconds left here in the first quarter. Oh, tight man defense. It gets cherry-picked off by Callen, who's going to fire off before the buzzer goes off. It's hard off the back of the backboard, and there we go. As we go into the third quarter and halftime, the score is 28-22. Caleb Allsworth with 2, 7 for Trevor McGee, 6 for Sasha Allsworth, 10 for Evan Wardell, 2 for Parker Larson, 4 for Joseph Ortega, 6 for Ryder Gunnarsson, and 4 for Jesse Starnes. It's a tight game. Come on down here if you're in Sandpoint. But this is Austin Roof. I'm going to send it back to you, Virgil, and we'll be back in 9:45.
All righty. Get yourself a cup of water, and we'll be back with the second half of Eagles basketball in just under 10 minutes. This is Virgil at KSDP Broadcasting Headquarters. Downtown Sandpoint. But you know what? Everybody's uptown at the school right now. If you missed it, we had a little bit of problems to work through, but we got some great coverage from Port Allsworth, courtesy of Rachel Grossman. King Cove Rookies beat the Tenalian Lynx 66-41. That was our earlier game. And right now, we are midway through the Eagles and the Port Allsworth boys. We are community radio. thank you for helping us out, helping to bring you high school basketball. We'll do some Foster the People from 2017, doing it for the money. Just close your eyes, we'll go on this flight. We live our lives, yeah, we're not wasting time. Maybe we lost our minds. We're gonna get what we can. For we're not doing it for the money, doing it for the money, doing it for the money, doing it for the money. Is it wrong to rock the boots? Drop the match, we'll light the fuse. And now I'm never looking back. It's time to leave the future in the past. I said it doesn't matter where I go, I am calling all the poets in the battle. I am shout it to the world, let them know that we gon' be afraid to step into the fight when we can't see the light. So close your
City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Royal Blood right there, doing a little modern alternative. We're going to hand it back to Austin Roof at the Sandpoint Auditorium.
All right, 8 fresh minutes on the clock here as we enter the third quarter. Tenalian Lynx controlling the scoreboard right now, 28-22. Sandpoint down by 6, playing just some of the best ball I've ever seen Port Allsworth play. All right, they have possession as they start the third quarter. Sasha Allsworth with the ball, finds Caleb, and they take it back outside. Run their offensive well, but tight man-to-man defense making it hard, making them earn every shot. Sandpoint came back fast. Ooh! And good defense there by Joseph Ortega as he knocks the ball out with his foot. And so that'll be a throw from the sideline for the Lynx. Sandpoint went shut out 8-0 as the first quarter began. It was Evan Wardell that just owned it. Oh, long shot by Callan Davis for 3, and that's good. Count the basket. 5 points for Callan now. 31-22, not how Sandpoint wanted to start this game. Here comes, or start this half. Ortega with the ball, finds Ryder. Shot for 3 by Ryder. He's been a little hot. That one doesn't go down off the back iron. Rebound goes to Trevor McGee. Here we go. Moving fast off the transition. Sandpoint gets back on the defense, though. Callan goes down. Ball knocked loose. It's going to go off the hands of Ortega and out of bounds. Caleb Allsworth will throw it back in. All right. Port Allsworth just came in. I remember 4 or 5 years ago when they first started coming here to play against us. They didn't even have a gym to practice in. And look where they are now. Caleb Allsworth with the ball. Takes over to the right-hand side. Finds the lane, jump stops, hands it off to Trevor McGee, who shoots it from the free throw line. Callan Davis flies down the baseline to get that rebound. I don't think anyone saw him coming. Ball now in the hands of Caleb for 3. Long goes off the backboard. Ball on the ground. Callan comes out with the board again. And this kid's one of the shortest kids on the floor, but, man, Callan just gets so many boards from speed. Oh, good effort by Sasha as he runs in the lane and runs into all sorts of traffic. Tries for a, you know, the kind of the 1-2-step layup. And can't quite make it happen. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Sasha. All right, 31-22. Sandpoint down by 9. Ortega brings it up, finds Carl Smith on the right-hand side. Oh, nice feed as he breaks towards the basket. Almost goes in right off the top of the rim. Rebound in the hands of Caleb Allsworth. Here we go. Callan moving fast on the sideline. He'll pull back and let his team catch up. Cross the court pass to Sasha. He's going to take a look for 3. It's off the right side. Rebound goes to Carl Smith, and there's Ryder breaking fast. He's going to get, I don't know what they're going to, count the basket as Ryder was underway, and he puts it up and in, good for 2, and he's going to go to the line for 1, foul against number 22, Sasha Allsworth, who was trying to catch up off of Ryder's fast break. Much needed energy there for Sandpoint. Now 31-24, 6 to go. Low arcing shot from Ryder, sinks it, puts it in now, 6 points separate Port Allsworth from Sandpoint as they start to close the distance here. Caleb Allsworth with the ball now. He's going to take over to the right-hand side, goes towards the baseline, tightly guarded by Ryder Gunderson. Cross the court pass up to all the way now to Callan Davis. Callan's going to lose his handle on as he drives in the lane. Great hustle from Parker, who just does a full extension on the ground to get his hands around the ball, and that's going to force the jump ball. And, man, saw the opportunity there and takes it. Colson's going to check in now for Sasha Allsworth. 5:45 to go here in the third quarter. Sandpoint down by 6. Shot by Parker. Drains it. Parker giving Sandpoint a much-needed boost there as well, making it a 3-point game with 5:30 to go. Caleb, nice behind-the-back cut, but Sandpoint finds the assignment and forces him back outside. Callan Davis with the ball now, driving in. Hands off to Trevor McGee on the baseline outside the perimeter. Passing back around the horn. Colson with the ball. Drives into the paint. Oh, Trevor McGee was wide open on the bottom post. The pass went down, and they're going to say tipped off the hands of Trevor McGee, but it was poked out by Sandpoint as well. Ball now in the hands of the Eagles. They're down by 3. Let's see what they can do here. Shot fired for long points. Parker Larson was feeling hot, but didn't go down. Rebound fought for. It goes into the hands of Ryder, who saves it from going out the sidelines, but his save goes into the hands of the Port Allsworth Lynx. So here we go, Tenalian with another chance. Callen looking at the basket from way downtown. He cuts it over to outside the perimeter, and now Trevor McGee out running the sub on the baseline gets at the perimeter. He's got defense, he has. A little too much contact there by Parker Larson, and the referee's going to call the contact there as Trevor was looking for a chance to move along the baseline. It was a well-executed play. I've got to give it to the plays being executed by both these teams are fantastic. Inbound pass ripped away by Jesse. He's been quiet all game, but here we go. Moving quickly with the ball now up the sideline. Defense gets in there. It's a nice man-to-man zone being played here by the Lynx, and they're really working hard on the D, making it tough for Sandpoint to convert. Parker trying to break in, has to go back outside the perimeter. They pass it around the horn to Carl, who looks at the three, says no, drives in, no look pass to Ryder. Gunderson, fadeaway jumper, teardrop, right in, brings it within one, 31-30. Great shot by Ryder Gunderson. 4 minutes left on the third quarter, and Tenalian has the ball. Caleb Ballsworth passes it up to the half-court line, back over now to Callen Davis, back to Colson. Colson has a wide-open shot for three. It's going to go flat off the rim. Ball almost saved by Werdell, but he had to toe on the line. It's going to go in off of him, and Sandpoint will bring in from the baseline. Joseph Ortega walks the ball up with 4 minutes left on the clock here. He's got 1 point between him and the Tenalian Lynx, and Sandpoint's trailed the whole game. This will be a chance for them to take the lead for the first time. Jesse gets it, takes a jumper from about 12 feet out, drains it, and Sandpoint coming back from a deficit of 12 at one point, and much needed there from Jesse Starnes with 6 points, playing a very quiet game by his standards. All right, ball now in the hands. Oh, over and back. It's going to be tip back, goes out of bounds at the baseline, and I think they're going to tell him that he needs to pick it up. It goes out on the baseline, and that's not exactly where you want to have Sandpoint throw it in. Carl tips it up. Carl. Rebound goes to Jesse. Oh, he gets wrapped up by Trevor McGee as he powers up underneath the basket off the offensive rebound, and that will be 31-32 now. Sandpoint in the lead, and Jesse at the line for two. Chance to extend the lead to three here. Good job by Jesse. Good effort there by Trevor playing some defense. He's talking to Ryder Gunderson. They're having a good laugh. Ryder, a very affable individual with everybody. Lots of high fives to Jesse from all the teams. Port Allsworth, well known for their sportsmanship and becoming much more well known for their tough game of basketball as well. Shot up by Starnes. This one is good. Oh, did he make that first one too? I must have missed it. Okay, up by two, Sandpoint with the ball on the defense. Colson looking for some help. He's got a two-man trap. He gets it out to Collins. Callen drives in fast, dishes it out to Caleb, who's wide open from the three-pointer. That will give the lead back to Port Allsworth. Great shot by Caleb Allsworth, giving him 5 points for the game. Ball now in the hands of Parker. He's hot for three. Doesn't go down. Off the left-hand side of the rim, rebound to Werdell. Werdell, after coming in hot in the first quarter, has mostly quieted down on the scoreboard. Here's Callen driving fast in the lane. Lots of contact on the way. No whistle called, though, as they scrap for the ball. And fast break to Ryder. Wide open on the left-hand side. Good. And trading the lead now, Ryder Gunderson puts it up and in, giving him 9 points. 35-34, Sandpoint with the lead. Here's Callen for three. Fires it up. It goes short of the rim. Rebound. Being really fought for. It's in the hands of Parker Larson. They're going to call it a jump ball. That was lots of contact there as they were fighting for that ball. So a throw underneath their own basket for Tenalian. They throw it up. Caleb almost gets his toe on the line of the sideline as he gets the ball, but he's able to recover in time. 2 minutes on the clock. They trail by one. Here we go. Callen Davis with the ball. Passing it around to the baseline. Up to Trevor McGee. He takes it to the opposite side of the post. Reverse layup doesn't go in. Rebound to Parker Larson. He bounces it over to Jesse Starnes. Starnes moving fast. He sees an open lane. Takes it all the way. Oh, a little too much juice off the backboard hard. Out of bounds. Last touch on the rebound by Colson. And that is going to be a throw-in for Sandpoint. All right, ball now over to Joseph Ortega. He's got 1:45 here in the third. And Joseph, ball tipped up there by Caleb Allsworth. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Caleb. So throwing on the baseline now for Sandpoint, 1:40 on the clock. Still up by one, and Callen's going to sub out. His brother will come in. We'll have Taylor. And ball goes to Ryder. He almost loses it, but he remains in control. Passes to Jesse Starnes. There's a floating shot from 10 feet out by Starnes. Jesse now gets himself to 10 points. 1:26 to go. Sandpoint up by three. Ball almost stolen by Jesse, but Taylor sees the opportunity, turns and burns, puts the shot, hands over to Trevor McGee, doesn't go down. Good effort there by Jesse, but good way to take advantage of the situation. And Joseph runs into lots of traffic as he tries to get into the lane, can't find his way there. Ball turned over. Trevor McGee, another reverse layup. He just can't get them to go down. Good effort, though, on the way to the basket. Jesse Starnes, and that's going to be a blocking on Caleb Allsworth. Jesse put a little bit of lean in as he goes into the lane, and that sends him to the sideline for a throw-in, where it's going to be the baseline. Good job there by Port Allsworth coming back fast, but Jesse taking advantage of the out-of-position Caleb Allsworth to draw the foul. Under one to go here in the third quarter, 37-34, Sandpoint up by three. Jesse loses his hand on the ball, and that's the third or fourth time Jesse's lost his dribble. Very uncharacteristic. Oh, Colson's wide open, cherry-pick pass, and that will bring it within one. Good job by Colson seeing that opportunity and coming down to the court fast. Carl Smith with the ball. He's moving over the half court, met by McGee. Nice over-the-top pass to Jesse. Oh, just goes in. Doesn't go in. Rebound to Ryder, who finds Ortega open for three. No good. 30 seconds left. Ball being really scrapped for hard. That's a foul on Sandpoint. Ryder, as he was a Ryder, notorious for really fighting hard for rebounds and kind of roping people in a little bit. That'll be a throw-in. Sasha Allsworth is back on the court, by the way. On the floor, Ortega, Ryder, Jesse Parker, and Carl Smith. Sandpoint finding the groove. Oh, yeah. Foul by Parker as he tries to double-team Trevor on the bottom post as he gets a bounce pass in from the baseline. And that'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket. Sandpoint getting a little foul happy here. Needs to settle things down. They've only got 15 seconds left in this quarter. No reason to get excessive. Colson at the outside shoulder. Does pass it down to Sasha. Sasha drives the baseline. Working his way down. Cross the post pass. Trevor McGee connects with the basket this time. That will give him nine. Good shot by Trevor. 1 second left, and Ortega shot, good line, but just comes a little short. And so as we go into the fourth and final corner, Sandpoint has closed the gap, but they're down by one as they trade leads with Port Allsworth. The score 38-37. We're going to go back to you, Virgil, for a quick word from our sponsors.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
While we're taking a break, just wanted to say thank you for tuning in and listening to your local basketball coverage on your public radio station.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
We are back with Austin Roof.
Yes, we are. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much to our sponsors. Well, man, Joseph gets onto the baseline. And, man, Taylor trying to come in and help with the double team as Trevor McGee was trying to keep him off. And that is going to force a foul there and send Joseph to the line. Taylor just was moving in really quickly. All right, ball now in the hand of Joseph as he goes in for the free throw shot. Joseph misses that first attempt. It goes, rattles in and out. Chance to tie it up here with one more shot. It's been Port Allsworth all the way in the first half, but the second half, Sandpoint really stormed back. Oh, that one goes in and out. Jesse on the offensive putback, though. That one won't go down, and Taylor's going to bring the board down, and here we go. Caleb moving fast. He's got an open lane, 2-on-1. Trevor McGee gets Carl way out of position, and that puts Trevor up for two. Great job there by taking advantage of the 2-on-1. Pass goes to Jesse. He puts up a jumper. Nice deflection by Taylor. going to put the ball in the hands of Trevor McGee as he rips down the board. Sandpoint now trailing by three. Fast-paced action here in the fourth quarter. Trevor on the post cuts into the paint, sends it out to Sasha. Sasha double-teamed. We'll find Caleb, who's open. Oh, beautiful line. Doesn't go down. Rebound tipped up into the hands of Jesse. Jesse's got a wide-open lay on the side. Over the post, passed over to Ryder Gunnarsson. Into the hands now, outside the perimeter as Sandpoint plays pass around. Getting it out to the baseline on the right-hand side. Ryder Gunnarsson drives into the lane, gets past 2-3 defenders, in and out. Looks like they've lined the net, the rim with rubber here. Man, great play by Ryder, though.
I have no idea how to do it.
All right, the ball now in the hands of Sasha Allsworth as he gets it to the top of the post. Shot no good. That one's lined with rubber, too. Trevor puts it up. No good. Taylor's going to go down really hard. There's a whistle as he gets pushed down, trying to make it happen. Nothing going down, though. And timeout called by Brandon Smith. And so with 6:30 left in the game, the score is 40-37. Four fouls apiece here. Ball now in the hands. Or it's going to be, I think, you know, it looked like Taylor got hit pretty hard there as he was fading out for that jumper. And I think it's going to send him to the line for two. We'll see here in a second. I didn't see the referee come up to the front. Great game here being played by Port Allsworth. My goodness, they have just come such a long way. 10 for Werdell. That's pretty much all in the first quarter. He's gone quiet, but he's really got Port Allsworth out storming and built the morale fast. Trevor McGee's doing a great job on the post with 11. 5 for Caleb Allsworth, and then 5 for Callan Davis. 2 for Colson. Ryder having a game of his life right now with a total of 10 points. 5 for Joseph, 5 for Parker, and 10 for Jesse. Jesse having a pretty quiet game by his standards. So Sandpoint trails by 3, and Taylor is at the line. His first attempt is going to go off the back iron, and he'll get a second attempt here. This shot goes live. Okay, so ball now in the hands. That one went down, so Taylor, first point of the game. Oh, Carl gets a pass from way downtown. They just can't get it to go in. Two attempts on the offensive rebound won't get it to go down either. And oh, my goodness. Ball now, that's going to be a throw-in now to Nalian. And I know that they're having some issues with the camera for everyone who's listening. Mason is here trying to figure out there's no one here to run it, and no one really knows how. So I do apologize for the lack of camera for those who are listening. Hopefully, deal by Parker Larson. Ball goes into the hands of Ryder. Good tip out. Parker just saw the opportunity. Jesse, open lane, takes it in fast. Near clean deflection, but Caleb's going to put a hand on him as he goes into the lane, and that will put him to the line for two. 41-37, Sandpoint down by four. Jesse Starnes going to get his first chance in the line. Nothing but net. Beautiful. Nice little backspin. Great shot. Sasha's going to sit down, and in will come Callan. Taylor and Callan on the floor for the first time tonight. Second attempt by Jesse goes down. Brings it within two. 12 points for Jesse Starnes now. All right, ball now. Oh, no, Callan goes off of his foot over and back. Oh, never fun when that happens. He was looking for the setup, and it accidentally went off the side of his foot and over to the other side. Turnover in favor of Sandpoint. Ryder calls a play in action. Good defense there by Caleb. Almost forces Jesse to lose the ball, but he keeps possession. Jesse playing point. Tight man-to-man. Goes out of bounds. Touched by Caleb. Throw in for Sandpoint on the sideline. 41-39, Sandpoint down by two. Ball now in the hands of Ortega. He throws it in. Finds Starnes. He's going to go way back into their own territory in order to get the chance for the throw-in. Oh, man, Jesse drives the sideline, gets back a couple defenders. His hard pass gets lost by Carl, but he runs to recover it. He'll drive in hard, hits the backboard hard, off the layup, no good. Roped up there by Trevor McGee, Jesse Starnes, and Parker Larson. And good job by Trevor holding on to the ball there as he had two players just tugging hard. And Sandpoint will throw it in underneath their basket. Throw in over to Carl, can't quite get the tip up. Stays right here with Sandpoint as it goes back out on the baseline. Colson's going to sit down. Colson had a real strong game last night. Been very quiet tonight compared to last night. 2 points. Another throw in. Ortega gets it to Gunderson. Ryder moves in. Parker's open for three. Long shot for three. Nice arc. Off the top of the rim. Out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. Lots of stops in the game here for the last minute. With five on the clock. Port Aldworth up by two. Here they go. Moving the ball. Sending it down over to... Almost lost over and back again, but good job by Taylor getting his hands on. Nice, running into the lane, and Trevor gets the reverse layup this time to go down, giving him 13 points. He's been trying for that one all night. Good job running the cross post. Moving fast, Jesse runs the baseline. Nice power up on the right-hand side, puts it up and in, good for two. Still a two-point lead for Port Aldsworth. Jesse could get hot here, and that could change the game dramatically. 4:35 left to go in the game. Caleb pulls his dribble, cross the court pass. Sasha down to the post. Trevor looking for help. Nice triangling. Oh, Jesse starting with the deflection. Ball's loose. Picked back up by Sasha. Man, Jesse with a great clean deflection there. Sasha will try another jumper from 12 out. No good. Rebound goes to Ryder. Ryder Gunnarsson with the ball now. Plenty of time on the clock, and he'll slow things down. Sandpoint trying to tie it up here. Joseph has the ball as they pass around the perimeter. Carl drives fast. Whistle as he moved into the lane there and ran into a looked like Trevor McGee. Actually, that's going to be a foul against Callan Davis. So a throw in at six fouls now. One more will put them into 1-1. All right, ball in the hand, Sandpoint driving again. Floater from Carl doesn't go down. Rebound into the hands of Callan, and so Tenalian dodges another bullet and keeps the lead. Man, Callan goes into the paint, drives fast at the left-hand side, dodges past two defenders, won't go down. Caleb gets a rebound and, trying to keep his hands on it, does, finds an outlet pass. Here's Taylor, down to the baseline, where Riddell puts down to the post and is tipped out off the hands of Jesse Starnes as Trevor McGee was about to get the bottom post, and he's been lethal down there. Here's a throw-in now for Tenalian. Caleb pulls up the ball, calls the play into action. And here's Taylor. Sandpoint not putting pressure on them. They're able to take their time. Riddell gets open on the baseline. They take it over to Caleb. Pump fake, drives the baseline, cross the post over to Riddell. No good. Rebound goes to Ryder. He's got a fast breakaway, but four jerseys move in front of him quick. He's still going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Put back by Parker. Larson is. Sandpoint ties it up at 43 apiece. 3 minutes to go here in the game. Here's Taylor. Open lane in the paint. Loses the dribble. Picked up by Parker, but no, he loses it. Timeout called by Sandpoint. Jump ball. Brandon Smith was trying to call a timeout when they had possession. And that was, man, Port Aldsworth was calling for the travel. Coach Smith was calling for the timeout. And they're going to call a jump ball, and that's in favor of Tenalian. Much needed possession there for the Lynx. Three to go here as they are tied. Port Aldsworth with the ball, moving around the perimeter. Caleb way outside, moves in closer to the three-point line, met by Ortega. Taylor gets the pass, drives in, jumper from 10 feet out, no good. What a rebound by Werdell, and as he powers up on the putback, Starnes will put him to the line for two. Good move by Werdell, coming in fast on that rebound. Again, the opportunity to get two from the free throw line. We are tied 43 apiece with three on the clock, or 2:45. Wardell puts in his first basket of the second half, I believe, making it 11 points for him today. Here he goes at the second opportunity. Up and in. Much needed for the Lynx as they now take the lead by two. Full court pressure. Trevor McGee's going to knock the ball out on the sideline. Sandpoint caught off guard by this press. Let's see how they respond now. Carl gets it. Long pass to Joseph Ortega. They get past the half-court line, and they're going to slow things down. Oh, man, Jesse gets behind the defense. He's got all sorts of contact as he powers up. That's going to be Taylor Davis as, man, Jesse got behind the defense and caught them way off guard as they tried to compensate, and they put a bunch of contact on Jesse Starnes. He'll go to the line for a chance to tie it up. Sandpoint now in bonus with 1-1, but Jesse will go for two. Nothing but net. He's a 4-for-4 in this quarter from the line. 15 now for Jesse. And he's had a bit of a sleeper game, but he stayed consistent and got in there. head up, off the top of the rim, rebound loose. Jesse gets the rebound, off the back iron on the putback. This one will go to Taylor Davis, and Davis is being met by Starnes, but he's going to get past him. And now Tenalian's going to try to get their offense engaged. Oh, man, Taylor goes across the post, reverse layup, deflected, and whistle. Okay, foul called against Tenalian. And they're going to be 1-1. That will send Sam Point to the line. Callan Davis putting in his third or fourth foul of the game. All right. 2:10 on the clock. Sam Point down by one. This is one heck of a game. Just amazing to watch both these teams go at it hard. Parker drains it. Good shot by Parker Larson, giving him 8 for the game. Tied game, 45 apiece. Parker with the ball. That one's good. Count it. 9 for Parker Larson, and Sam Point has the lead, 46-45. Here we go. Taylor Davis with the ball. Brings it up over to Caleb. Caleb now with the ball, looking for some help. He sends it cross court over to Callan. Callan back. Oh, almost stolen by Ryder. He turns. Taylor had a good chance, but he doesn't take it. Sends it back down. Now he's open for 3. Nice arc. Drains it for 3. Taylor, quiet most of the game, but that's when he needed it. They take the lead by 2. Here comes Joseph Ortega with the ball. Timeout called. Real hard time beating this press. He's going to force the timeout from Coach Smith. As, man, we go into the final 1 minute and 45 seconds of this game. Sam Point is down by 2. They had a real hard time engaging in the beginning of the game, but they were able to come back strong and make it real interesting here as we go into the final minute. But, man, Port Aldsworth has done a great job playing their hearts out last night and this morning, earning every last point on the board. And, I mean, when they walk away, no one's going to say that whatever they've gotten in these games, they didn't earn it. Sam Point, though, working just as hard, giving them a great run. We're going to see if they can't close that gap here and walk away with a W in the clean sweep this weekend. It was a great game this morning. New Haven lost to Sam Point, or King Cove, but, man, it was really a close game for much of it. But in the fourth quarter, King Cove was able to overcome a 8-point deficit, 9-point deficit to win by 8. It's been basketball all weekend. Road trip next weekend. I think they're going to Dillingham next, and so there's another tournament over there. We'll probably see a lot of the same teams. So stay tuned for the schedule as we find out more. Sideline throw in for Sam Point. Here we go. Jesse Starnes, he doesn't have a lot of time. They can tie it up here or take the lead. Joseph Ortega, tightly guarded by Taylor, or Callan. Cross the court, over to Ryder. Ryder on the baseline. Gets past his defender, reverse layup. Off position, doesn't go down. Wardell with the rebound. Trying to find Taylor, he does. Taylor loses his dribble. Man, wild pass to Callan's going to get saved, though, and good job by Port Aldsworth keeping control of the ball. Timeout being called now. Oh. And they're taking a little bit of excitement as Port Aldsworth was calling the timeout and some action happened, I think, caught everyone off guard. Maybe Sam Point stole the ball or something, but they had definitely called the timeout. 1:07 on the clock here, and they are up by 2, the Tenalian Lynx. Sam Point just really working hard to try and to get tied up and take the lead. It's going to be a real close game here as we come to the finish line. It's Trevor McGee really coming in hard on the post, and then Evan Wardell having the best game that I've seen him play this weekend with 12 points apiece, actually 13 for Trevor McGee from my count. Sam Point doing well. Jesse Starnes, who's been quiet for a lot of the game, but Ryder Gunnarsson playing strong last night and tonight. 15 for Jesse, but, I mean, it's surprising. He's been really quiet comparatively, but he still has a few points on the board. 9 for Parker Larson, who's had to put some great energy into the Eagles when they needed it with a couple of back-to-back three-pointers. And then 10 for Ryder, just playing as a senior. Joseph Ortega with 5 himself. We are live for basketball, the final minute of this weekend's games. As we come in here, it's a 2-point lead for Port Aldsworth. They're against the Sandpoint Eagles, and you're live on KSDP. 1:12 on the clock. Here we go. Throw in for the Lynx. Tight defense. Caleb gets past it. Taylor way open for 3. Oh, man. Back-to-back 3 points for Taylor. He's just putting a knife into this game. Ball in hands. Lost, but Joseph runs it down. He's on the floor. They're going to call timeout in time. Sandpoint has their timeout as they were about to either get a travel call or lose possession. Joseph Ortega's full extension on the floor with the ball. and he had a swarm of links coming around him. 6 points between these two teams now. Sam Taylor Davis just throwing a wet blanket over this game here for the Eagles. They're trying to claw their way back, but those back-to-back three-pointers not only taking the lead, but really putting some distance now for the Lynx. 51-46, Sandpoint trail by six. They can still get into this game, though. Let's see what happens here as we go out of this timeout. Eight fouls for the Lynx, five for Sandpoint, so every foul that the Lynx put on them is going to send them for a 1-1. And Sandpoint, if they're going to try to foul to get possession, they're going to have to put two on the board before they even see them at the line, so that's going to make it a little difficult for Sandpoint. There's the buzzer, last 10 seconds of this timeout. It's going to send the two teams out here for what may be the last round of effort. 57 seconds are on the clock. Sandpoint down by six, but they have possession. Let's see what they can do here. Tight defense has just made it real hard for Sandpoint the whole game. The Lynx are just in great physical condition. Ortega looking for help. They set up a big wall. Carl's open for three. Good! They set the wall up and let Carl get it. Here we go, Carl. Fresh court or full court press. Sherman McGee gets past. 38 seconds. They've got a foul. They're trying. Still going to be a throw-in, though. So they've got to put one more foul on them before they're going to get possession. Carl Smith, I think that's his first point of the game, if I didn't know better. Substitution. Wolf Jackson comes on for Parker. Parker been a big contributor this game. They've got a foul. They throw it in. Foul! Ryder's got a foul. And just 6 seconds went off the clock in that time. They did it fast enough. And I think that's going to send them here to the line now, 1-1. So Sandpoint will have a chance to get possession. Ryder's got four fouls now. And you can see Brandon Smith, like a game of chess, putting some strategy into who's going to foul when. He put Wolf back in there, I think two foul. All right. Ball in the hands now of Caleb. First attempt. Off! Rebound, fought for. Joseph swipes it away from Taylor. He's got Taylor coming behind him. Ryder comes in fast into the lane, powers up and counts the basket. Oh, my goodness. Tying the game and a chance to take the lead with 26 seconds. Ryder just moved fast into the lane. Taylor Davis with a foul, or Callen Davis with a foul, and he is not happy with that one as Ryder just moved in real fast. Chance to take the lead here. Drains it. Sandpoint takes the lead. 25 seconds left here. Timeout being called here, I think. I think they're out. Oh, they caught him way sleeping. Sandpoint now behind by one. Taylor got way past the defense. They've got to move quickly. Joseph drives the baseline. Carl's open for three. He's wide open on the post. Off the back of the iron. Over the top. Fight for the board. Stays here with Sandpoint. 5.6 seconds. And they could tip it in here. And timeout now called by Port Allsworth. And I think they thought they were trying to call the timeout. And that's why Taylor was able to get behind the defense and wide open for that cherry pick. So here we go, 5.6 seconds on the clock. Sandpoint down by one, but they're going to have the tip in here. And, oh, my goodness, what a way to end this game. Sandpoint storming back. They were down for quite a bit here in the game for much of it. They've been trading the lead, though, for much of the second half with the Lynx. Port Allsworth has done a great job getting in control here. The score is 53-52 right now. Tenalian is up by one. Oh, my goodness, what a great game we have here. It's going to be enough time for the tip-in, and we're going to see what they're going to do here. Sandpoint will have a chance to win this game, depending if they can get it in. Let's see what happens here. We got the cheerleaders on it, trying to rally the troops here. All right. The throw in from the baseline. Here we go. Joseph Ortega is going to have the ball. This is going to be some tight defense, you know that much. Chance for the win right here for Sandpoint. All right. Inbound it. Jesse powers up, puts it in, gets the foul. Port Allsworth cannot believe it. Oh, man, they have seen this lead just slip out of their hands. And just the man you wanted to give the ball to, Jesse Starnes, powers up for the lead, gives them the one-point advantage, 54-53. Sandpoint. And Oh, Sandpoint loses it. Ryder had his foot on the perimeter. Technical. Or timeout. I think they're calling the timeout here. And, oh, my goodness. The shot's going to go in the hands of Tenalian now. I think the hand. I'm trying to figure out exactly what they're going to do here because Ryder had his foot on the three-point line, and I think they called a timeout. I don't think that's a technical foul. And so this will be possession, I believe, for the Lynx. We'll find out here in about 35 seconds. Oh, man, everything has just gone perfectly right for Sandpoint here in the last final seconds as they've been able to close the distance here and get the lead by one, 54-53. And with 3.6 seconds on the clock, we'll see who has possession here. It's going to make all the difference, obviously. Sandpoint needs to not foul. But essentially whatever happens, if Canalian can get the shot off in time, they're going to walk away with a win. All right, what a game. Canalian playing really great basketball. Sandpoint never lost their grip on the game, clawed their way back. It is going to be Canalian possession. They don't have a lot of time on the clock, 3.6 seconds. Let's see what happens here as they throw it in. All right, Caleb finds Callen. Callen gets it over, stolen by Ortega, and there it is. There's the buzzer. Sandpoint comes back for a tremendous victory as Port Aldwych just put a whole game into it, and it just really fell apart for them in the final seconds of the game. Really good effort from Sandpoint and just great effort from Port Aldwych as well. It was a fantastic game. And just thank you to all of our friends over there in Port Aldwych, a great group of people. And just their team has come back tremendously in this game. One big last night, almost had the win here, but Sandpoint walked away with the win. Final rundown of the scores, Caleb Allsworth had 5, Trevor McGee had 13, 6 for Sasha, 12 for Waddell, 2 for Colson, and then Callen with 5, and 7 for Taylor Davis, whose last-minute three-pointers really put it over the top for poor Allsworth, but Sandpoint was able to come back. Jesse Starnes with 17. The last-minute power-up on the tip-in gave him the win. Ryder Gunderson had 10, and 5 for Joseph Ortega, 4 for Parker, and 3 for Carl Smith. What a game. This has been Austin Roof. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are, and we thank you so much from KSCP and Sandpoint.
Final score, please. Final score.
54 Sandpoint, 53 Port Aldwych. 54 Sandpoint, 53 Port Aldwych.
Thank you so much. I'll talk with you soon, and that's our basketball for the day.
All right, thank you.